football's return in Southwest Virginia on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend here with you for the Brawl for the Bucket at Five Star Stadium in Ben Hur, where the Lehigh Generals play host to the Union Bears to kick off the 2023 season. If you're wanting to hear the rest of Pigskin Picks, remember you can always listen to the live edition of Pigskin Picks every Thursday night at 8 o'clock on WAXM. But also, you can go back and listen to last night's edition as well as our coaches show from last week on our 93.5 WAXM SoundCloud page along with WAXM.com. Just go to the on-demand tab if you want to listen to the rest of the show and listen to our remaining picks there for our Eastman Credit Union guest picker, Pat Kenny, on our Food City Games of the Week. But welcome in here to Five Star Stadium. Jacob Townsend here with you for the Brawl for the Bucket between Union and Lehigh to kick off this 2023 season. We do need to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, Pepsi, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, My Town, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Lee Bank, Village Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. The Bears and the Generals kicking off this season here tonight, and this is going to be the 15th time these two teams have played since Union came into existence in 2011. They've played 12 times in the regular season, Union winning all 12. They've also played twice in the postseason, Union winning both of those matchups as well. Union in their history, 14-0 against Lehigh, with an average margin of victory in those matchups of 36.4 to 14, a 22-point margin of victory there for the Bears. But most notably is in their last nine games against the Generals. Union is obviously 9-0 against Lehigh, but Union has averaged 39.1 points per game in those matchups, while Lehigh has not scored in double figures on average, only averaging 9.4 points per game, and they've not scored in double figures since the regular season matchup of 2016 when they scored 14 points while Union scored 50 that night. Tonight will be Joey Carroll, the third-year head coach for Lehigh, his third matchup against Union. He's obviously 0-2. But his previous two times against the Bears, while the head coach of his alma mater, have not went well for Lehigh. By an average, they've lost the two games 52-7.5. They lost 56-8 2 years ago right here at Five Star Stadium. And last year at Bullet Park and Big Stone Gap, they fell 48-7 at the hands of the Bears. The early portion of this matchup's history was a closer series. First five games, Union won all five, yes, but the average was 31.4 to 25 in those games against the Generals for the Union Bears. And the closest matchup actually was a game that Lehigh still believes they did win and should have won, the 2014 regular season matchup when they lost by two at Bullet Park on a final play Hail Mary from Tanner Hall, the now head coach of Thomas Walker, to Austin Jesse. That footage later showed may have hit the ball there, hit the ground on the catch on the final play of the game that Union won by 233-31 there in 2014. Joey Carroll, the head coach of Lehigh, yes, he's 0-2 against Union while the head coach of his alma mater, but he is 1-3 in his career because he also faced off against the Bears twice while being the head coach at Marion. He was the head coach of the Hurricanes from 2011 to 2018, went 48-41 in Smith County as the head coach of the Hurricanes. And in two matchups against Union, he fell on the road at Bullet Park in 2013 to 20-13, but at home in 2014, he frumped the Bears 42-14. As Lehigh and Joey Carroll are looking to change that tune here tonight. They're looking to take a big step. They've made the playoffs the last 2 years. Remember when Joey Carroll took the job in 2021? Lehigh was on a losing streak of over 20 games. They hadn't won a game since the 2019 season when he came into that year in the fall of 2021. Now, they've made the playoffs the last 2 years and coming off their first winning season a year ago since 2016. Now they're looking to take another big step and knock off one of those top-tier opponents in the Mountain District tonight. And their first opportunity this season is against the Union Bears in a brawl for the bucket here at Five Star Stadium in Ben Hur. It's Union and Lehigh, and our pregame coverage continues coming up after the break. We have pregame conversations with both head coaches. Up first after the break is the head coach of the road team, Travis Turner of the Union Bears, looking to get off to a hot start, one of the favorites in the Mountain District. Travis Turner gives us his thoughts of game one against Lehigh as we continue on the Brawl for the Bucket on 93.5 WAXM.
The grand opening sale at Freedom Ford was so big, we had to extend it. Yes, you can still get grand opening pricing. That's right. We have a vehicle for everyone with prices starting at just $7,500. Don't miss these unbeatable offers. Come in today to get your new vehicle and get extended grand opening pricing. Hurry, because we're saving a deal just for you. Only at Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypoolville, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothingbytfreedom.com.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer, and a separate non-bank affiliate.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's good.
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
To get us set for the brawl for the bucket here tonight on our opening Friday night of the high school football season. The head coach of the Union Bears, Travis Turner. Coach, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're doing well.
Doing great, man. Thanks for having us.
Coach, it's that time of the year. It's time to get the season kicked off. We've talked so much about the preseason and getting set for the year coming off last season. Now it's time to get ready for Friday night in a big-time clash because you all open up against a district opponent and a team that's looked at as a very good team going into the year in Lee High. What have you seen out of your team since the last time we spoke a couple of weeks ago getting set for the Pigskin Picks show to now for the opening Friday night and seeing them grow towards being ready for the opening of the season?
Yeah, I think we've definitely grown together as a team and playing a lot of young kids, playing a lot of sophomores, continue to get good reps, quality reps against some really good opponents in the preseason. They have a scrimmage against Elizabethan was a great scrimmage. They're always tough. And then we went and played in a little jamboree with George Wythe and Northside out of Roanoke. So we've played some quality opponents the past couple of weeks.
When we last spoke, we talked a lot about your quarterback, Rayshon Anderson, going into his senior year and his development. How has the rest of the offense developed around him now where you've gotten to see him in some game action? Well, at least in some action against other opponents, I should say, as you bring up there, Elizabeth and George Wythe, Northside. How have you seen the other offensive players around him sort of develop as well, getting ready for the first week?
Well, I tell you, I've been impressed with their offensive line. I think we're starting a couple sophomores and three juniors, and they've really developed over the last couple of weeks coming together. Our wide receiver core was all freshmen last year, that with Bostic Bunch and Paul Huff, they really have developed at the wide receiver positions, catching the football, and just a little bit bigger, a little stronger, a little faster, a little bit more mature. So that's definitely helped those guys out. It's helped Ray out tremendously.
We've talked so much about your offense. We've spoke so far this year. Let's look at your defense here before we move on and get set for the game against Lee High. What is this defense going to look like, and what do you hope it looks like going into this year?
Well, I think defensively, we're ahead of the game right now defensively, which I think is natural for everybody. Defensive side of the ball is always ahead in the offense. I think our guys play aggressive. We get after it. They play hard, play physical, And, you know, we rotate a lot of guys in, especially in the defensive line, try to keep as many people as fresh as possible. You know, we're getting a big ball game here Friday night against Lehigh. We want to be fresh going into the fourth quarter. I think that's going to be a big plus for us.
You bring up playing Lehigh. That's the first game coming up here on Friday night. What do you expect out of Joey Carroll's Generals down at Ben Hur?
I think this will be the best football team Lehigh's had in quite some time. You know, Coach Carroll's done a great job developing that program, and, you know, those kids are buying into what he's doing, and he's just done a great job of, you know, using what he's got. He's got a couple playmakers out there with the Early kid and Huff and the Rutherford kid. They're going to be solid. It's going to be hard. They're going to be hard to handle. I think they're going to be a contender there in the Mountain Seven.
It's tough to match desperation, and not to say that anybody's desperate going into week one, but Lehigh's sick and tired of being talked about as a team that's always losing to Union. Coach, just the fact of the matter is that they've never beat you all since the beginning of the school in 2011. How do you make sure your team understands that Lehigh's not only getting better, as you say, but they also still have a big chip on their shoulder when it comes to this game and this rivalry to open up a season?
Well, I think playing the first game, both teams will be excited to play, you know, that first week Friday night. You know, you get that feeling, everybody gets that Friday night feeling, those chills. And I think that'll help us, get us motivated. You know, everybody gets excited for that first game. You know, give, you know, that first impression is a big deal. So it's, you know, we shouldn't have a hard time getting motivated for Lehigh, because, you know, we know what they're about. We know they got some athletes and they're well coached. And, you know, we've been preaching that to our guys the last couple of weeks. And, you know, you got to be ready to play every Friday night for Mountain Seven, because there's no gimmies. We just show up and play. You're going to have to go earn it every Friday.
Travis Turner, the head coach of the Union Bears, joining us here on 93.5 WAXM. Getting set for the brawl for the bucket at Five-Star Stadium in Lehigh against Lehigh, I should say. Coach, as always, thanks so much for your time. Good luck to you against the Generals, and we're certainly be talking again soon.
All right, thank you.
Travis Turner joining us here on 93.5 WAXM.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CD must be open in person.
Stadium in Ben Hur. Jacob Townsend here with you on 93.5 WAXM as the Union Bears take on the Lehigh Generals tonight here at Five Star Stadium, as it's the brawl for the bucket to kick off the 2023 season between the Bears and the Generals. As the Union Bears, you heard Travis Turner talk about it there on the interview in the previous segment. They're not trying to look past Lehigh. This is a game that they've not had much trouble with recently. But as he said, he expects the best Lehigh team they've seen in a long time here tonight for Joey Carroll's bunch.
here in Ben Hur. Union coming off a year last year where they went 7-4. They finished in about that middle of the pack Mountain District spot, but they had to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs, and they did something they hadn't done since the first year of the school in 2011. They lost the first round playoff game. They didn't win a playoff game last year, as they lost on the road for a second time last year to Gate City in the first round of the playoffs, 21-14 to the Blue Devils. Now, for Lehigh, they had their first winning season since 2016 a year ago. They went 6-5, 6-4 in the regular season, 2-4 in the Mountain District. They made the playoffs for a second straight year. They had to travel to Virginia High out of the Southwest District. They actually played the game at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, and they fell to the Bearcats that night in the first round, 37-20. They've made the playoffs the last 2 years, but got blown out in the first round both times to teams from the Southwest District. 2 years ago to the eventual state runner-ups, Graham, in 2021, last year's state champions, and then last year they lost in the first round to Virginia High. So Lehigh is looking to get a couple of things off their list this year. They'd love to beat one of these top teams in the district. Yeah, they're talking about a Union like they've never beat, a Ridgeview, a Abingdon, a Gate City. Teams are expected to be there near the top of the district here in 2023. They'd also love to know if they're able to do that, they can maybe lead to a playoff win, even a home playoff game maybe here in 2023 for Joey Carroll's Lehigh Generals. Again, they're coming off a 6-5 year a year ago. They averaged 31.4 points per game while giving up 29 points a game a season ago for Lehigh. Similar for Union, they averaged 31.2 points per game. Quite similar to what Lehigh averaged. The difference was, as usual, Union's defense a little bit more stout. They only gave up 12.4 points per game in 2022 for Jay Edwards' defense for the Union Bears. It's Union and Lehigh tonight. Last segment, we talked to the head coach of the Union Bears, Travis Turner. Now this segment, we talked to the head coach of the Lehigh Generals. That's Joey Carroll. Coach, this is, you're one of the programs that people love to talk about going into the season because we've seen the growth over the last 3 years since you got the job prior to the 2021 season. You got them to the playoffs in year one after they had lost over 20 games in a row prior to that. Then last year you got them into a winning record and back into the playoffs. Now, what is it going to take for you all to take another step here in 2023?
Well, you know, I mean, I really think, we talk to guys all the time and the staff that, you know, there's some things that coaches, you know, you don't want to say and you're not supposed to say. And then, you know, but just the truth is, the reality of it is that, you know, there's some games on our schedule in the last 2 years that, you know, some of their kids probably, you know, thought going in that hey, we got a chance to maybe pull this out if we play a perfect game. And so to me, the next step is being able to play somebody it's as good or better than you, and know that, you know, you can win the ball game. Know that, you know, before the foot hits the ball there on the first kickoff, that, hey, we just do what we're supposed to do, and we're going to be in this same chance to win this ball game. And so just having that belief and that, you know, not necessarily the belief of, you know, I think we might be able to do it, but knowing without a shadow of a doubt, hey, we can win this ball game. You know, and then, you know, taking a step further, not we can win this ball game. You're getting ready to run out, knowing we're going to win this ball game. And so, I just think that's a little bit of a maturity process, you know, and just understanding the way we do things and the commitment level, and the confidence coming with that. And so, I think really just the confidence, because I mean the confidence was shaken down here, you know, in the years past, and so. Just getting that confidence level back up and you know, their numbers are up. We've, you know, gained a few since the media day. And so, you know, I mean, things are, you know, we've obviously got some holes we got to fill and some things we're like everybody else, you know, depth, concerns and issues. But, you know, we're trying to address those and get those things worked out, and we'll see what happens.
A lot of excitement goes into that first game of the year, but yet the last 2 years, Union has really controlled both of those games. You talked about that confidence earlier when we talked in this interview. What is it that your team's going to have to do as you're looking still for the first time in the program's history and beating Union since they were born in 2011 for Lehigh going into that opening Friday night?
You know, I mean, I just think it's really just about our kids knowing that, you know, their kids are not better football players than we are. And it's just, you know, what it comes down to, and the time for, you know, excuses and you know, the you know, well, you know, we're whatever the excuse that has been used, you know, for years and years down here, and you know, those days are over, and you know, so we got to come out strong like we did last year. You know, first quarter we played extremely well. I think you know, we led the ball game, and they had a couple big plays to you know, even that thing back up, and then really about a quarter and about halfway through the second quarter, you know, ended up going for it on fourth down, didn't convert. Kind of gave them a little momentum, getting the ball back right before the end of the half, and they got a big play there and scored, and then just kind of real deflated going into halftime. But you know, felt like that, you know, last year, and it's, you know, there's no moral victories, you know, but we went toe to toe with them, and you know, I felt like we had the upper hand there for a quarter and a half. Kind of shocked them, you know, they don't, nobody in Big Stone, nobody at Union High School expects us to be able to beat them. And, you know, it's just, they were in shock. And, so we just gotta keep hammering and keep hitting them the way we did for that first quarter and a half.
That was the head coach of the Lehigh Generals, Joey Carroll, joining us here on our pregame show tonight. It's Union and Lehigh in the brawl for the bucket to kick off the 2023 season. Kickoff with coin toss and the starting lineups are coming up next as we return as our pregame show continues here on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
The grand opening sale at Freedom Chevrolet was so big, we had to extend it. Yes, for a limited time, you can still get grand opening pricing. We have a vehicle for everyone with prices starting at just $10,000. Don't miss these unbeatable offers. Come in today to get your new vehicle and get extended grand opening pricing. Hurry, because we're saving a deal just for you. Only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com.
$11,577 excludes TTL and $9.99 plus shipping fee. DMT 3123.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th. So don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
Here at the Five Star Stadium in Ben Hur, as both teams are getting ready to hit the field here to kick off this 2023 season for the brawl for the bucket here on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend here with you on a hot and toasty night here at Five Star Stadium. Temperatures in the high 80s, maybe even low 90s here tonight in Lee County. According to the meteorologist here in the Five Star Stadium press box, there is a chance of rain later on here, sometime most likely later on in the first half. We'll have to wait and see, as it is certainly warm here tonight in Ben Hur. Both teams waiting to enter the field from both ends here in our press box slot. We're on the home side of the field, the bleachers away from the highway, right around the 45-yard line, as Union comes entering the field from the near left side in their road white jerseys and their navy blue numbers of an orange outline on the front and the back, navy blue helmets with the orange U on the sides, with the navy blue pants for Travis Turner's squad. Lehigh's going to be in their home red jerseys, gold numerals, red outline, gold helmets. They've got the red L on the side of the helmets and the white pants for the Generals with the red stripes down the side as they enter through their inflatable tunnel down the near side. and enter through the band through midfield and break through their banner right there at the 50-yard line set up by the Lehigh cheerleaders as we get set for kickoff here tonight between Union and Lehigh. Some other games going on in the area tonight. Over on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD and online at WLSDradio.com. It's all season long with the J.I. Burton Raiders, and tonight they kick off their season on the road at Ridgeview up on Rose Ridge. We'll keep you updated with what's going on between the Raiders and the Wolfpack. There, Corey Sanchez has the call over on WLSD. In Wise County at Carl McConnell Stadium in Coburn, it's the Battle of Wise County. Central travels to take on Eastside. Gate City travels to Ernie Hicks Stadium to take on Richlands tonight. And in the only other Mountain District clash here in Week 1, it's Union and Lehigh here obviously in this matchup, but John Battle travels to take on Abingdon in the Mountain District. In the Cumberland District, Twin Springs travels to take on Northwood. It's North Green, Tennessee on the road taking on Castlewood and Russell County. Rye Cove plays host to Hancock County out of Tennessee. And Thomas Walker makes the road trip to Cumberland Gap, Tennessee here tonight to take on the team that may be one of their closer games on the schedule all year. If it's not tonight, it's next week when they travel right here to Five Star Stadium to take on their county rivals, the Lehigh Generals. Both teams getting ready for the coin toss at midfield as the officials are bringing them to that midfield logo of the L with the swords underneath it that's been here for so long at Five Star Stadium. Your captains for Lehigh. Our number 28 injured, Andrew Rutherford. He won't be playing tonight. He has a brace on his left arm, and he has got his jersey on, but no shoulder pads, no helmet, and no pants. Number 57, also a captain. That's Elias Eisenminger, an offensive lineman and defensive lineman for the Generals. Along with him is number 55, Casey Mooneyhan. And number 2, Grayson Huff. For Union, Rayshon Anderson, their quarterback, is going to be joined by his twin brother, the running back, Keyshawn Anderson. They'll also have William Lowry, the senior defensive back and running back, along with also an offensive lineman, a senior, number 50, Isaac Keith. Union is the road team. They'll make the coin toss selection as they're lined up on the far side of the field. Lehigh here on the near side from where we're situated here at Five Star Stadium this evening. As the coin flip is up in the air by the white hat this evening, he catches it, and the call is made there by Union, and it looks like the Bears may have won the coin toss. We'll wait for the announcement there by the officials here in just a moment. We do need to thank our sponsors one more time. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Pepsi, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, My Town, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Lee Bank, Village Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. Union did win the coin toss. They elected to defer. Lehigh will get ball first, and they'll be going left to right on your radio dial. So Union will be kicking off to the Generals to kick off this season and kick off this game here in 2023. And it's ball for the bucket as Lehigh looks to try to break off this streak and finally take down the Bears here tonight for the first time in program history. The last time a team from Lehigh beat a team from Big Stone Gap, you got to go all the way back to 2002 when they beat Powell Valley right here at Five Star Stadium, 19-7 on August 30th, 2002. That was the last time they beat a team from Big Stone Gap as they lost the last 9 games to Powell Valley and they lost the first 14 to Abingdon. If you're wondering about their history record against Powell Valley, they were 4-18. Against Appalachia, they were actually 5-3, and they won their last matchup against the Bulldogs. The problem was they didn't play but one time this century in 2000, a win by the Generals. Again, the Bears will be kicking off right to left on your radio dial. Deep for the Generals will be number 4, Connor Early, the sophomore. In his home red jersey with the gold number 4 right in the middle, he'll be joined back there by number 32, Andrew Holmes, a junior. Kicking it away for Union will be number 20, a freshman, 6 foot, 170 pounder, Cameron Bishop. Let's kick off this 2023 season for Travis Turner's squad, trying to make a 15th straight win over Lehigh. Bishop only lining up 3 yards off the ball. It'll be a short onside kick to the far side, bouncing near the 50, but it doesn't roll 10 yards. It's going to roll a half yard short of the 50. Union knew the rules. They knew they couldn't touch the ball before it hits the 50-yard line. They let it sit there. Lehigh also knew the rules. Well, coached on both sides, they didn't go to touch and give Union a chance at it. Lehigh will get the ball right there near midfield. They're going to mark it just shy of the 50. I'm going to mark it the 50 on the stat sheet, though, as that is where Lehigh will get the ball to kick off this season at midfield with 12 minutes to play in this first quarter after a failed onside kick attempt by Union to kick off this game. Lehigh will line up on the far left side of the field. Brennan Pendergraft, the junior, is the quarterback. He has Grayson Huff, the senior running back in the backfield, lined up behind him. Two receivers to the near side. That's Holmes and Early in the slot. It's a handoff to Huff. He's in the backfield, fights his way forward, though, back to the line of scrimmage, but that is where he'll be stopped for no gain and no loss as the Bears' front line breaks through the line, and they're led by that spot by Brent Lovell, a senior defensive lineman. So Huff's first carry goes for no yards at all, and he'll bring up a second and 10. Early now lines up to the far left side. Ball is still, though, on that far left hash. Early now comes in motion left to right. Huff was lined up as the right slot, and we're going to have flags on the field. And this will be offsides on Union. They came off the line there on the motion, and they're going to give a free 5 yards to Lehigh and make this now a second and 5 at the Union 45. Clock will stop for the moment of 11:30 to play in the first quarter. Lehigh getting ball first here in this first period. Huff is still lined up in the slot to the near side of Holmes. Early comes in motion left to right. We're going to have flags once again. And this time, I believe it's going to be a false start on Lehigh, and it is. So back-to-back penalties here. It was offsides on Union. Now a false start on the Generals. Backs them right back up to the 50, and we're right where we were a moment ago with a second and 10 for Lehigh from midfield. It's the ball on the far left hash. Pendergraft will get in the shotgun. He has Early in the slot to the left side along with Clay Robbins. Early comes in motion left to right. It's a handoff. Hutso goes left to right, gives it back to Pendergraft. He's going to fire, but he's hit right from the backside as he gets the ball away. It is short and in the dirt. It was number 45, Braden Mosier, the senior linebacker, coming in with pressure. He didn't bite on any of the handoffs. It was an end-around pass. Early was coming from the left side. Huff from the right side gives it back over to Pendergraft in the backfield, looking down the field for the receiver that was number 8, Stephen May, on the far left side, and it comes up well incomplete as he was slammed in the back by Mosier, and it'll bring up 3rd and 10. Ball remains on the far left hash. 11:08 to play here in the first quarter, still scoreless. Pendergraft looks to the near sideline to get the call from head coach Joey Carroll. Carroll, his own offensive play caller in the third season of the head coach at Lehigh. Two receivers to each side. It's Huff and Holmes to the near side, and we got flags once again. Union believes it's a false start on Lehigh, and it is. Back him up 5 yards to their own 45, and now make this a 3rd and 15. And oh, wait a second. We've got a late flag in here after the signal. This may be unsportsmanlike on Union for saying a few words to the Lehigh offensive line. We're going to wait for the signal for them to mark off the penalty of the 5 yards on a false start on Lehigh. Now, after the play, it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct on Union. So now, move Lehigh forward here once again. And that will move them back up now to the 40-yard line right there at that first down marker. So this will be a first down for Lehigh. Lehigh was set up for a 3rd and 15 from their own 45 thanks to a false start. Now, unsportsmanlike on a Union defender gives them a free 15 yards and a free first down. 1st and 10 for Lehigh at the Union 40. Now Travis Turner getting an explanation from the officials, and he got the explanation, and he ends up yelling at one of his defensive linemen. That's number 55, a senior, Colton Brown. Ball remains on the far left hash. 1st and 10 for Lehigh at the Union 40. Pendergraft in a shotgun. Huff in the backfield. He gets the handoff. He's hit immediately, but he's able to fall forward. But they're going to say his knee hit the ground first, right there at the 40, for no gain, no loss. And I'll bring up 2nd and 10. Two carries for Grayson Huff for no yards so far for the senior tailback for the Generals. Clock is ticking down to 10:40 to play here in the first quarter. It's still scoreless here between the Bears and the Generals. Pendergraft remains in the shotgun here on a 2nd and 10. Two receivers on the near side, early and home. May to the far left side. It's a handoff to Huff. But we have flags right at the snap. There's going to be another handoff to Huff up the gut. And it's going to be now a false start on Lehigh. Their third so far here on his first drive. And now back it up to a second and 15 at the Union 45. So now ball remains on the far left hash. It's still scoreless here between Union and Lehigh. Lehigh got ball first, and they got it at midfield thanks to a failed onside kick attempt by the Bears. They were able to get a free first down at a third and 15 back at their own 45 thanks to a Union unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. But a third false start penalty now is a second and 15 for Lehigh at the Union 45. Pendergraph in a shotgun. Huff lined up to his right. He's looking to his right. It's going to be a screen pass out to Huff to the near side. He cuts to the 45, tries to move it up the field, but he's going to be hit right there by Isaac Keith at the 43-yard line and brought down for a 2-yard gain. And it'll bring up third and 13.
First by number 50, Isaac Keith.
First completion of the season there for Pendergraph. He finds Huff. For 2 yards, and it's now a third and 13 for Lehigh at the Union 43. Ball now on the near right hash. Clock down to 9.5 to play in the first quarter. We're still scoreless here at Five Star Stadium between Lehigh and Union. Two receivers to the near side. On the slot, it's Early. To the near side, it's Holmes. And we're going to have a timeout on defense for Jay Edwards and Union, and he is upset with his secondary, the defensive coordinator for the Bears are, as he comes running off the sideline to yell at his defenders. We have 9:25 to play here in the first quarter. We're still scoreless when Union and Lehigh, and we'll be right back for a third and 13 for the Generals in Union territory on 93.5 WAXL.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Mytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Mytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Mytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your hometown dealer.
Game and kick off the season thanks to a failed onside kick attempt by the Bears. They've not been able to move much of it yet thanks to only a 15-yard penalty by Union kept their drive alive when they had a third and 15 back in their own territory. That gave them a free first down. Now Lehigh has a third and 13 from the Union 43. 9:25 to play in the first quarter after the Bears had to burn their first timeout of the game here on defense. Pendergraph will be in the shotgun, ball in the near right hash. Huff lines up to his right. Two receivers to the near right, short side are Early and Holmes. It is Napier and May to the far left side. Pendergraph gets a snap. He rolls to his right. He fires high, but he's able to find Holmes at the 36, trying to bounce off defenders, but he ends up going backwards. He's been brought down to 38 for a gain of 5, and it'll bring up a 4th and 8. He had all the way up to the 36 when he caught the ball, but he ends up trying to fight for more yardage and loses 2 yards, and will now bring up a 4th and 8 here for the Generals. At the Union 38. Offense will stay on the field here in this no man's territory. Clock goes inside 9 minutes to play in the first quarter. It still scores between Union and Lehigh. Pendergraph will be in the shotgun as he looks over to the near sideline to Joey Carroll. Play clock goes inside 10. He's got trips to the far side. Early, Napier, and May inside out. Huff the lone tailback to his right side. Holmes the lone receiver to the near right short side. Pendergraph hits the shotgun snap. Rolls to his right. Looking for Holmes, and he's going to be hit from behind. The ball comes out. They'll say his arm was moving forward. It won't be a fumble, but it will be an incomplete pass. And now Pendergraph limps off the field. It's a turnover on downs going back over to the Bears. A few words from the Union defense to the Lehigh sideline being led there by Carlos Anderson, the senior defensive back, who laid the big hit and laid the talk as well for the Bears. So now Union will get the ball, and they're going to move the ball a yard. You always love when you see that from a mistake by the officials here in game one. It was at the 38. Now Union will get the ball at the 39. It's with 8:24 to play here in this first quarter. It's still scoreless. Rayshon Anderson will be in a shotgun. Two running backs in the backfield. To his right will be Keith Chandler. To his left will be William Lowry. Paul Huff, the lone receiver to the near left short side. Hand off to Chandler on the first play off the left edge to the 40, 45. Works his way up the field near the first down marker at the 49. And he should have a first down as he's right there at the 49 for a gain of 10. And they're going to say he's a half yard short. They're going to say he's just a nudge short of the first down. We'll call it a gain of nine for Chandler. It'll be second and one.
Second down and one.
Ball just short of the 49-yard line on Union side of the field. Ball remains on the near left hash. Receivers to the far side. Bostic in the slot. Bunch to the far side. Huff still remains the lone receiver to the near left short side. Handoff Chandler with the out the left edge. In the Lehigh territory. Works his way down inside the 45 and down to the 44 for a gain of seven. And first down Union to the Lehigh 44. First down of the season for the Bears. Two carries on the first two plays for the sophomore fullback, Keith Chandler. He gets 16 yards, I beg your pardon. First and 10 Union here at the Lehigh 44. 7.5 to play in the first quarter. We're still scoreless between the Union Bears and the Lehigh Generals in a brawl for the bucket here on 93.5 WAXL. Union's got a first and 10, though, in general territory. Ball in the near left hash. Huff remains the lone receiver to the near left side. The formation's been the same for the first three plays. Anderson remains in the shotgun. Lowry to his left, Chandler to his right in the backfield, and we've got a flag here before the snap. Union believes they drew Lehigh off sides, and they did. The official nearly almost signaled the wrong call for false start. He fixes it, now makes it on offsides on Lehigh. It'll be a first and five at the Lehigh 39 now for the Bears, as coming off there on the line was number 50, Xander Gibson, the senior for Lehigh, that came off a little early there for the offsides. So now first and five for Union at the Lehigh 39-yard line. Ball remains here on the near left hash. Now Cam Bostic moves to the near left short side along with Paul Huff. Braxton Bunch, the lone receiver to the far side of Anderson, the shotgun. Lowry goes in motion left to right. Anderson rolls to his right. He's going to try to keep it. Cut back inside. Breaks a couple of tackles, trying to fight his way forward. And he's going to be brought down there after just a gain of one, it looks like. Maybe two. They're going to give him two to the 37. They'll bring up a second and three on Anderson's first carry of the season for 2 yards. Second and three here for the Bears, now at the Lehigh 37. Their first possession of the season, and now Bostic rejoins Bunch on the far side. That remains the long side as the ball is just inside the near left hash. Huff, the lone receiver, the near left side. Lowry and Chandler, the running backs, left and right, respectively. Hand off Chandler for a third time. Off the left side, 35-30. Working his way inside of the 25. He's grabbed from the face mask and finally brought down at the 21 as flags come flying in after another big carry by the sophomore fullback, Keith Chandler. He's the one who had his face mask grabbed, but somehow it's the defender, Andrew Holmes, who loses his helmet for Lehigh. Ball gets all the way down to the 22-yard line we're going to mark him down at. That's a gain of 15. It's a first down, but they'll tack on more yards thanks to the personal foul by the Generals. That's already a third carry by Keith Chandler, and he's already up to 31 yards. Here's a signal from the white hat, personal foul, face mask on Lehigh, and that will move the ball inside the 15-yard line. And they actually are going to mark it from the 21, it looks like. So let's call that last carry a gain of 16. Chandler now 32 yards, and they'll march that ball all the way up to the 11-yard line. First and 10 Union, they can still get another first down inside the one. First and 10 Union at the Lehigh 11, still scoreless, 6:04 to play here in the first quarter. Ball remains on the near left hash as Union works right to left in the radio dial. Anderson to the shotgun. Chandler lined up to his right in the back, to Lowry to his left. Bostic and Bunch the receivers to the right side. Handoff Chandler near left side to the five, to the end zone. Keith Chandler did most of this drive. He gets the first touchdown of the season for Union from 11 yards out, and the sophomore puts the Bears on the board 6-0 over Lehigh with 5:49 to play in the first quarter. Five plays, 61 yards on this drive for the Bears, and they take a little about 2.5 minutes off the clock. We'll call it 2:35 off the clock as Chandler goes in for 11 yards in the TD. Four carries for him on his drive, 43 yards and a touchdown. Waiting for the extra point attempt here for the Bears. Chandler is retying his shoe. He has to after running the 11 yards into the end zone. He will have the kick here on the extra point. Bunch will have the hold. Chandler with a straight-on kick for the extra point. It's up, and it is good. just inside the near left upright, and Union takes a 7-0 lead. 5:49 to play in the first quarter. It's Union 7, Lehigh nothing. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Big Stone Economy Drug cares beyond prescriptions. They offer free delivery, faster, friendlier service, always making time for you. Big Stone Economy Drug carries essential oils, free-arranged over-the-counter products, and they have a dollar section. Just another way they save you money. Big Stone Economy Drug wants to encourage everyone to shop local. Call 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, your hometown pharmacy, providing fast, friendly service at competitive prices.
Five Star Stadium and Ben Hur yet tonight? The answer is absolutely not. But the Bears are also fairly hot to kick off the season. Their defense stood tall in the first possession after a failed onside kick. Their offense then goes 61 yards in five plays and caps it off of an 11-yard touchdown run for Keith Chandler. They lead Lehigh 7-0, 5:49 to play here in the first quarter. Early and Holmes deep for Lehigh inside their own 10. Kicking it away for the Bears will once again be Cameron Bishop. Bishop again only lining about 3 yards away from the ball. It's a short kick to the far side, more of a pooch kick this time. It's at the 35, where he'll be caught, and the return will be hit immediately. That's Evan Scott, who's brought down by Carlos Anderson at the Lehigh 33-yard line.
Number 41, Scott, on the return to the
game. Actually, you'll mark at the 32-yard line, and that's where Lehigh will get started on their second drive of the game with 5:45 to play here in the first quarter, now trailing 7-0. Ball will be on the far left hash. Pendergraft will be in the shotgun. Grayson Huff will be the tailback. Two receivers to the near side will be Early and Holmes. Early in the slot, Holmes line up to the near side on the numbers near the 30-yard line. The lone receiver on the far left short side will be Stephen May. Pendergraft gets a shotgun snap. He's trying to hand off to Huff. They go opposite directions. Now Pendergraft throws out a pass to Early, and it goes behind Early over his head. It was a lateral, not a forward pass. It's not able to be recovered by a Bear, but it rolls out of bounds, and they're going to grab a flag sitting at the 27. They're going to call it a lateral, and they're going to mark it out of bounds now at the 22. That's a loss of 10. If this play stands, it's a 2nd and 20. And the white hat, I don't believe, has noticed yet that the official on the near side is calling it a lateral. It's the Union coaching staff that's yelling that out right now, with Travis Turner and Corey Bostic and Jay Edwards yelling that out from the far side. As the white hat had not noticed that the near official had called that play a lateral, as Pendergraft was hit from behind and the ball went behind Early on a screen pass, as it was supposed to be a handoff to Grayson Huff. They went opposite directions. The call was holding anyways. It's declined. And it will be a 2nd and 20 at the 22. So that will go down as a run and a fumble there for Pendergraft. He'll lose 10 yards. It'll be a 2nd and 20 now for Lehigh.
Second down and 19.
He was supposed to hand off to Huff, but on the shotgun snap, Pendergraft turned to his left as Huff went on his right side. He noticed immediately that Union had read it perfectly. He was slammed in the back by a Union defender almost immediately, was able to get the ball out riskily, and almost has it taken away by the Bears, but it's able to get out of bounds, and they lose 10 yards, 2nd and 20. Pendergraft back in the shotgun. Huff stands up to his left in the backfield. He's going to look to pass to the near side. Looks for Early, who slips, able to gain back his balance and catch it at the 25 and find his way forward to the 27. That's enough for a gain of 5. It'll bring up a 3rd and 15.
Early, number 2, Bostic, and 17, Anderson.
That's Early's first catch of the season. 3rd and 15 for Lehigh from their own 27. They need the 42 for a first down. Clock ticks down to 5 minutes to play in the first quarter as they trail Union 7-0. Pendergraft in the shotgun. Huff lines up to his left. Early and Holmes, the receivers to the near side. It's going to be Napier and May to the left. It's a screen pass out to Holmes. It was low in the dirt. They're going to say it was a forward pass. Huff tried to slide down the catch in the backfield. It goes in the dirt, though. Either way, it was going to be either a loss or no gain. They'll stay incomplete. It'll bring up a 4th and 15 for Lehigh from their own 27. A disastrous start here on offense for the Generals. Brennan Pendergraft, their junior quarterback, is right now 3 for 6 for 12 yards for the first two drives. They're going to have to punt it away here on a 4th and 15. Grayson Huff will do the honors. He stands just inside his own 15 at the 14. Paul Huff, the returner for Union, he's standing near his own 40, now marching closer to the 45. The snap to Huff rolls to him. He's able to get it off the bounce, though, and boot it away at the right foot to Huff, who catches at his own 45. He gets into Lehigh territory, takes it to the far side, 45, to the 40, 35, to the 30, 25, 20. Huff trying to outrun anybody down the sideline, and he's finally poked out of bounds near the 10-yard line. It's going to be Virgil Hobbs who knocks him out. They're going to mark him out, looks like, near the 15. We'll wait for the official spot. But Huff able to break down the sideline and run all the way into the Lehigh red zone. And they'll get the ball at the Lehigh 16-yard line to kick off this second drive for the Bears, already leading it 7-0. 4:37 to play here in the first quarter. It's Union 7, Lehigh nothing. 1st and 10 Union here on their second drive at the Lehigh 16. Ball in the far right hash as they work right to left in your dial. Anderson in the shotgun. Hands off to Lowry. First time he'll get a touch, but it's not going to count. And there's a flag at the snap. We'll wait for the call. Union's backing up. It'll be a false start. And they'll back them up to the 21-yard line and now make it a 1st and 15. So it's a 1st and 15 now for Union at the Lehigh 21-yard line. It was going to be a first handoff for William Lowry, the senior running back, the 5'10", 150-pounder. Ball remains on the far right hash now at the 21. Anderson to the shotgun, Lowry to his left, Chandler to his right. Bunch the one receiver to the far right short side. Bostic in the slot to the left, Huff joining in there. Anderson looks to pass to the far side, looks to Bunch in the end zone, and it's just outside his hands. Bunch was looking for it at his chest. Anderson threw it maybe a touch high, but it goes off the hands of Bunch out of bounds. Still probably should have been a touchdown. He was 3 yards away from the nearest defender, but it falls incomplete, and it'll bring up 2nd and 15. Anderson will be in a shotgun. Chandler lines up to his right, Lowry to his left. Bostic and Huff still to the near side as receivers. It's a screen pass out to Bostic at the 21. He cuts down the sideline to the 15, and he's taken down there by Holmes after a gain of 6, and it'll bring him a 3rd and 9.
Anderson pass complete
to number 2, Bostic. It's Anderson's first completion of the season for 6 yards. It'll be now a 3rd and 9. At the Lehigh 15, they need a 6 for a first down. Ball in the near left hash. You would think this is probably 2 plays here for the Bears with the way their kicking has looked so far this season. They're going to bring in an extra running back. That's Keontae Orsby, a senior. 5'10", 175 pounds, listed as a running back, but he'll line up as a receiver to the far side where there will be trips. Bostic, Bunch, Orsby, inside out. Huff, the lone receiver to the left side. Lowry, the lone tailback. Anderson takes the snap. Rolls to his right. He's going to throw it out to the far side where he finds Bunch near the 10-yard line. He'll get backed up, though, immediately. He'll get the 5 yards to the 10, but it'll bring up a 4th and 4. Early on the stop for the Generals.
Gain of 5, it will bring up 4th down and 5.
So a 4th and 4 for Union at the Lehigh 10. First down marker is at the 6. Clock ticks down near 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Lehigh trails Union 7-0. They're trying to get a stop, though, here after Union began this drive at the Lehigh 16. Now it's a 4th and 4 at the Lehigh 10. Ball in the far right hash. Anderson in the shotgun. Chandler re-enters, lined up to his right in the back, to Lowry to his left. Bostic can have to tell back the right receiver to the left side. It's a handoff on a 4th and 4 to Lowry on the right side. Tries to find his way up the field. He's going to be stopped. Short of the first down marker. They're going to mark him down at the 8. That's only a gain of 2. It's a turnover on downs, and Lehigh's defense stands tall to keep the Bears off the board after starting off this possession in the red zone. So now with 2:45 to play in the first quarter, it's Union 7, Lehigh nothing, and the Lehigh Generals will get the ball at their own 8-yard line to begin this drive with 2:45 to play here in the first quarter, trailing by 7. Turnover on downs there by Union. It was a 4-play drive. They actually gained 13 yards on the possession, but thanks to the false start penalty, that's not enough for a first down. They also took off almost 2 minutes off the clock. It's a handoff this time for the Generals on a 1st and 10 from their own 8, only able to fight his way up to the 9-yard line for a gain of 1. That's Huff. That's Huff's 3rd carry. He's only got 1 yard. They'll bring up a 2nd and 9 from the 9. Ball on a far left hash. Pendergraft is going to be in the shotgun. Huff is his tailback. 2 receivers to the near side is Early and Holmes, Early in the slot. Lone receiver to the far side will be Stephen May out there by the numbers on the short side of the field. Lehigh working left to right on your dial, trying to find a way to get the ball moved on this Union defense. They've only got 1 first down. That was due to a penalty by the Bears. Shotgun snap to Pendergraft. He throws out a screen pass to Holmes. It's high. It's off his hand. It hits the ground. Union jumps on it, trying to make sure it was a fumble, but it is an incomplete pass as it went forward, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 9. Pendergraft now 3 for 7 for 12 yards in his first quarter. Clock sits at exactly 2 minutes to play here in the first. It's Union 7, Lehigh nothing. Pendergraft will be in a shotgun. Play clock down to 5. Early comes in motion right to left. Pendergraft snaps it at 2. It's a screen pass out to Early to the far side. Working his way down the sideline. Makes it hit behind the line of scrimmage and brought down by Preston McCray at the 7-yard line for a loss of 2. It'll bring up a 4th and 11. That's Early's 2nd catch of this first quarter. He now has 2 catches for 3 yards. Pendergraft now 4 for 8 for 10 yards in this first quarter. Huff will punt it away on a 4th and 11 from his own end zone. Paul Huff. It's Grayson Huff punting, Paul Huff returning. Huff for Union, Paul standing at the Lehigh 40. Grayson punts it to him at the 38. He's going to bring it down the middle of the field to the 35 to the 30. He's going to be hit there, and he's able to fight his way forward down to the Lehigh 28-yard line for a 10-yard return. So for a 2nd consecutive possession, Union will start off a drive in Lehigh territory, this time at the Lehigh 28, with 1 minute and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter, and Union leading 7-0. Anderson will be in a shotgun. Ball on a far right hash. 2 receivers to that side, Bostic and Bunch. Huff to the left side. Chandler and Lowry are the tailbacks. The handoff to Lowry off the right edge. Finds his way down to the 25, and he'll say he gets to the 24 for a gain of 4, and he'll bring up a 2nd and 6.
For 5, Lowry on the carry. Number 34.
2 carries for Lowry here in his first quarter. He's got 6 yards. Clock goes inside a minute left in his first quarter. Union leading by a touchdown. They have a 2nd and 6 at the Lehigh 24. Chandler lined up to the right of Anderson. It's Lowry to his left. Anderson looks to pass to the left side to Huff. He catches it at the 20, cuts inside of the 15, finds his way down near the 10 where he's brought down by Holmes right at the 10-yard line for a gain of 14. First down, Union. They'll have a 1st and goal.
Gain of 15, and Union 1st and goal.
Anderson now 3 for 4 here in this first quarter. He's got 1 connection to Bostic, 1 to Bunch, and 1 to Huff, his 3 sophomore receivers who all started as freshmen a year ago. Clock down to 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Union leads at 7-0 for Lehigh, and they have a 1st and goal at the General 10. Ball now just inside the near left hash. Anderson remains in the shotgun. Chandler to his right, Lowry to his left. Handoff keeps Chandler to the left side. Works his way down to the 5 and into the end zone. This time from 10 yards out, Keith Chandler gets Union on the board for a 2nd time. And it's Keith Chandler stretching this Union lead to 13-0 over the Generals in the first quarter with 16.3 seconds to play in the first. The sophomore fullback goes 10 yards for that one. He now has 5 rushes in this first quarter, 2 touchdowns, and it is now for a total of 53 yards for the sophomore fullback. He'll also take care of the extra point duties. Bunch will hold. The long snapper will be Colton Kennedy, the junior. The hold by Bunch is a good one. The kick by Chandler is not. It's wide to the left. So the lead remains 13 for Union. It's Union 13, Lehigh nothing. 16.3 seconds to play in the first quarter, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXL.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lee Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lee Bank's free online banking services, Lee Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lee Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Abingdon, Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at LeeBank24.com. Lee Bank at one of their 4 locations or LeeBank24.com. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
It's now Union 13, Lehigh nothing. After a 10-yard touchdown run by Keith Chandler caps off a 3-play, 28-yard drive that only took 56 seconds off the clock for the Bears. And they now lead it by 2 scores over Lehigh. Also, the same score up at Ernie Hicks Stadium at Richlands. Gate City leads Richlands 13-0 in the first quarter. Over on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD, it's Ridgeview 20, J.I. Burton nothing in the first quarter. Bishop will kick it off here for the Bears. It's been a short kick to the right side both times so far. It will once again be a short pooch kick to the far side. It goes off a general's chest. It rolls to the 49. Union recovers it there in Lehigh territory, and they get the ball immediately back. Landing on it this time for the Bears was Ben Heron, the senior running back, who recovers at the Lehigh 49 as it bounces off a general's chest there at the 40-yard line. It bounced 10 yards the other direction. I believe it was Xander Gibson who had the ball go off his chest. And now Union gets the ball immediately back at the Lehigh 49 off that turnover with now 13.5 seconds to play in this first quarter. Already leading at 13-0. Ball's on the far right hash. 2 receivers to the near side is going to be Bostic and Huff for the Bears. Anderson in the shotgun. Chandler lined up to his right. It's going to be Lowry to his left. Bunch, the lone receiver to the right side. Screen pass up to Bostic to the near side. He drops it. He was trying to outrun early, and he had space if he could, but he couldn't hang on to it. It falls incomplete, and it'll bring up 2nd and 10 with 10.4 seconds to play in the first. Lowry lines up now to the right of Anderson. Chandler's going to move up as a right wing back. 2 receivers on the near side, Bostic and Huff. Anderson will keep it to the right side of the 45, out to the 40. Down the side of the 35, stiff arms of the defender, I should say, near the 30, that's Holmes, and he gets shoved out of bounds near there. And with 2.7 seconds left in his first quarter, they'll mark him out at the 30. That's enough for a gain of 19 and a first down for the Bears on what is most likely the final play of this first quarter, as the clock will restart here in just a moment following the restarting of the chains. Ball on the right hash. Union's going to try to get one more play in here before the end of the quarter. 1st and 10 for Lehigh 3rd. Anderson gets a shotgun snap. Hand off to Lowry. He's going off the right edge to the 25, to the 20. Works his way inside, and he's going to be pushed down at the 17-yard line for a gain of 13 on the final play of the first quarter. So when we return, Union will have a first down in the Lehigh red zone. They're going to mark him down at the Lehigh 17, following a gain of 13. And following the first quarter, it's Union 13, Lehigh nothing in the 2023 Brawl for the Bucket. It's a 1st and 10 of the Lehigh Red Zone when we return on 93.5 WAXL.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
It's Union 13. It is Lehigh 0. And the Bears have the ball for a first and 10 at the Lehigh 17 when we get back to action to kick off this second quarter. As the Bears are rolling here so far, their defense has really stepped up nicely. But after a poor onside kick started off the game for the Bears and gave Lehigh the ball at midfield to kick off the quarter, their defense stood up and got a turnover on downs. Their offense drove down a field and scored a touchdown. They then got the ball back at the 16-yard line of Lehigh following a nice punt return by Paul Huff on the following Lehigh drive that was a three and out. They had a turnover on downs. Their offense couldn't finish that one off. But Lehigh couldn't do anything with the following possession either from inside their own 10. They got good field position inside the 30. Once again, three plays later, Keith Chandler got a second touchdown of the first quarter. And then a short kick by Bishop on the following kickoff in the final minute of the first quarter was fumbled by the Generals. Union takes advantage of it, and now just a few plays later, they have a first and 10 at the Lehigh 17 to kick off this second quarter, leading 13-0. They're now working left to right in the radio dial, as it will be Anderson with a shotgun on first and 10 at the General 17. Lowry, the lone running back in the backfield, lines up behind him, 2 yards behind him. Two receivers on the near short side is Bunch and Orsby. It's Bostic and Huff to the far left side. It's a pass out to Huff, and it is going to be caught. It was a screen pass to Paul Huff. Then he has to go on the ground to catch, but he catches it at the 20. That's a loss of 3. He'll bring up a second and 13. He'd been better sooner just to let that one get dropped and hit the ground and bring up a second and 10. But it goes down as a loss of 3, and now the Bears have a second and 13. Second catch for Huff. He has 11 yards. Second and 13 for Union. Ball on the far left hash at the Lehigh 20. It's still Huff and Boston to the left side. Lowry, the lone tailback. Anderson looks to his right. He's looking for Bunch, and he's able to grab it here on the near side of the 20 to the 15, down to the 10, down the sideline, and pushed out of bounds at the 7-yard line, regain of 13. The pass was nearly intercepted by Connor Early, trying to read that screen pass perfectly. He was maybe a second and a half too early on his jump, and he's able to find Bunch as Anderson for a gain of 13 and a first down, and now a first and goal for the Bears.
First and goal at the 7.
First and goal for Union at the Lehigh 7. Clock ticks down to 11-10 to play in the first quarter. Anderson in the shotgun, ball in the near right hash. Lowry, the long tailback, he gets the handoff. Up the gut, trying to find his way to the 5, spins off the defenders, stays on his feet, and works his way into the end zone. He was hit twice in the backfield, fought through some arm tackles at the Generals, and now William Lowry, the senior running back, fights his way into the end zone, and for the first time this season for the senior, he scores a touchdown and puts Union back on the board as they lead it now 19-0 over Lehigh with 11:04 to play in the first half. They're going to have a change at kicker here for the Bears on this extra point. Keith Chandler took care of both of them in the first quarter, went 1-for-2. Now Cameron Bishop, who's been doing the kickoff duties, will do this one. He'll kick it, snap, hold, kick, is good. And the lead is now 20 for the Bears. As that one goes inside the near right upright, it's now Union 20, Lehigh nothing. 11:04 to play in the first half. It is Friday Night Football on 93.5 WAXM.
Farmers and Miners Bank loves to make loans. Whether it's a boat, car, vacation, or your dream home, we have the loan for you. Stop by any of our Farmers and Miners Bank's local office where our loan officers are eager to help you with all of your lending needs. At Farmers and Miners Bank, we strive to provide our customers with the latest technology as well as old-fashioned banking services. To learn more about our services, visit us on the web at bestlittlebank.com. That's banking like it ought to be, only at Farmers and Miners Bank. Member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, equal housing lender.
4-yard drive that only took 1 minute and 9 seconds off the clock for Union is capped off by a 7-yard touchdown run by the senior running back William Lowry. And the Bears now lead Lehigh 20-0 with 11:04 to play in the second quarter. Bears will kick it back off to Lehigh. I think it's fair to expect a short kick to the right side from the Bears here on this kickoff. That's what it's been on all three occasions so far. First time it was an onside opportunity that was recovered by Lehigh as it was short of 10 yards on the kick by Bishop. Second one was a long pooch caught by the Generals. Third one was a pooch kick again, but off the chest of a General recovered by the Bears in Lehigh territory. This time, Bishop from the right side will kick this one down the middle of the field. Now it rolls to the far left side as we caught at the 26 by the Generals. Good kick there by Bishop. This one will be caught by Aiden Bates, a freshman, and that's where Lehigh will get started here at their own 26-yard line with 11:04 to play in the first half. Ball will be on the far right hash for Lehigh. Pendergraph will be in the shotgun after a tough first quarter where he went 4-for-8 for 10 yards. Huff will be his lone tailback. Early and May will be the receivers to the near side. Holmes, the lone receiver to the far right side, short side of the field. Pendergraph gets the shotgun, waist-high snap, handoff to Huff. He's hitting the back foot and brought down to the 25 for a loss of 1. He'll bring up 2nd and 11 as that Union defensive line swallows him up once again. Isaac Keith, Keyshawn Anderson, Carlos Anderson, all in on the tackle for the Bears, along with Brent Lovell. It'll be a 2nd and 11 for Lehigh. Huff, one of the leading rushers in the Mountain District returning into the season, so far in this game, has 4 carries for 0 yards. All just inside the far right hash at the 25. 2nd and 11 for Lehigh as they trail Union 20-0. Pendergraph in the shotgun. Chest high snap. Hand off to Huff once again. He's hitting the back foot once again. This time he's able to fall forward to the line of scrimmage at the 25 for no gain, but also no loss. But it'll bring up a 3rd and 11. Clock ticks down towards 10 minutes to play here in this first half. Pendergraph looks to the near sideline for a play call from head coach Joey Carroll. Ball's on the far right hash. They're going to say he did get back to the 26. That's back to the original line of scrimmage. We'll call this a gain of 1, and let's call this now a 3rd and 10 for the Generals. Pendergraph in a shotgun. Huff the tailback on a 3rd and 10 in their own 26. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to his right. Looks to pass. Finds Holmes, but he can't hang on to it. He had it right there at near the 35-yard line, near the first down marker, but he was hit by Cam Bosling and had the ball pop free with 9:34 left here in the first half. It falls incomplete. They'll bring up a 4th and 10 for Lehigh, and they'll now have to punt it back away to the Bears. Grayson Huff will punt it away from inside his own 15 on the far right hash. Paul Huff for Union standing at his own 42-yard line for the return. He's had some nice ones so far. A 30-yard return on his first one, a 10-yard return on his second one. The snap to Huff this time is good. The kick by Huff, end over end, is going to be caught by Paul Huff at his own 39. He has it in the middle of the field, tries to cut to the far side of the 40 to the 45, but a flag is coming in from behind on the block and a back on Union, and they're going to say Huff is able to fight his way inside Lehigh territory up to the 47-yard line of the Generals. That would have been enough for a 15-yard return, but a flag for a block in the back on the Bears is sitting back at their own 43-yard line. This will go on the senior Colton Brown for the block in the back that really just wasn't necessary. And that's what head coach Travis Turner was telling him immediately. They didn't need it. Huff had already broke away from that defender, but Brown still laid the hit, and now Union will have to suffer the consequences as the ball get backed up to their own 32-yard line. It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, but from where the return finished at, it's actually about a 20-yard penalty. Union, though, will get started this drive at their own 32. Now with 9:21 to play in the second quarter, leading at 20-0 over Lehigh. Anderson in the shotgun. Lowry lines up to his right. Trips to the near side. Throw to Bostic is too far behind him. It goes off his right hand and falls incomplete as Anderson and Bostic have had trouble connecting so far here in the first half.
And it'll bring us now a second and 10. Anderson now 5 for 8 here in the first half. 9:16 to play here in the first half in this second quarter. Union 20, Lehigh nothing. It's a second and 10 for the Bears from their own 32. Ball on the far left hash. There was left around your radio dial. Bunch is the lone, Huff is the lone receiver to the far left side. It's Bostic, Bunch, Orsby, inside out to the near side. Anderson keeps this one to the 35 or the 40. 45, 50, breaks the tackle in the Lehigh territory, and then finally brought down from behind by Andrew Holmes at the Lehigh 35. On a gain of 33, Rayshon Anderson scoots his way in the Lehigh territory and back into a zone where Lehigh's defense is reeling once again here in the first half.
Bear, first down.
Anderson now has 3 carries for 54 yards in this first half. It's a first and 10 unit at the Lehigh 35. Clock ticks down to 9 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Anderson's in the shotgun. Lowry lines up to his right. Ball on the far left hash. Bostic, Bunch, and Orsby to the right side. Anderson looks to his left. He's going inside the 10. He's looking for Huff. It's nearly intercepted. Huff had to turn into a defensive back as Napier jumps up for it. Scotty Napier, the sophomore defensive back, had the best play at it inside the 5 as Anderson came up short on the throw. But Huff, able to knock it away from Napier, will fall incomplete and bring up a second and 10. .852 now left here in the first half. Ball still on that far left hash. Orsby remains in the game as a receiver. That means Chandler's out of the game as a fullback with already 2 touchdowns here in the first half. Huff, the lone receiver to the left, short side. Anderson looks to his right on 2nd and 10. Screen pass out to Bunch. Bunch trying to work his way back inside of the 35. Works his way down to the 32. That's enough for a gain of 3. And it'll bring up a 3rd and 7.
Number 2, Huff. Number 3, Lester.
That's Bunch's 3rd catch in this first half. He has 21 yards. 3rd and 7 for Union at the Lehigh 32. Ball now in the near right hash. 8:20 to play here in the second quarter. The Bears already leading the Generals by 20. Huff will be the lone receiver to the far left long side. It's Bostic, Bunch, Orsby, inside out to the near right short side. Lowry, the lone tailback. Anderson looks to his left. He's looking for Huff on the far sideline, and it throws away too far outside of Huff out of bounds. It will fall incomplete, and it'll bring up a 4th and 7 for the Bears at the Lehigh 32, which means decision time for Travis Turner. Offense will remain on the field for the Bears. On a 4th and 7 for Lehigh 32, leading by 20. They need the 25-yard line for a first down. They've stuck in the same formation this entire drive. They'll switch it up a little bit here. Orsby will now be the lone receiver, the near right short side. Trips to the far left side. Bostic, Huff, Bunch, inside out. Lowry, the lone tailback, lines it to the left of Anderson in the shotgun on 4th and 7. Takes the handoff. Anderson's going to keep it. He works his way to the outside, to the 30. A flag comes in from behind as he runs his way down to the 25, right at that first down marker where you would think it would be a first down for the Bears, but a flag is sitting back in the backfield at the 33-yard line in what would be in the area of a blocking foul on the Bears, and it is. It's holding. It was going to be right at that 25-yard line where Anderson needed 7 yards for a first down. But now, thanks to the holding call, they'll back this up and make it now a 4th and 17. Let's see where they end up marking this at. They will mark it at the 42-yard line. It is a 4th and 17. Will Union now punt the ball away on a 4th and 17 from the Lehigh 42? Still needing the 25-yard line for a first down. Were they going to play field position? No. Offense will remain on the field. 7:53 to play in the first half. Union leads it by 20. Offense remains on the field on the 4th and 17 at the Lehigh 42. Ball just inside the far left hash. Receivers now trips to the near side. Bunch, Bostic, and Orsby. Huff to the far left side. Lowry the tailback to the right side of Anderson, the shotgun. Chest high snap. We got flags at the snap. It's a false start on Union as now a 4th and 17 now becomes a 4th and 22. And now back at the Bears, the Lehigh 47. And now, yes, Union will bring out the punt team. And they've actually now marked the ball all the way back to the 48. So actually called a 4th and 23. But Union's punt team will come out on the field. Connor Early, the return man for Lehigh, will back up inside his own 25. Union still leads it, though, 20-0. 7:51 to play here in the second quarter. Keith Chandler will punt it away for the Bears. He's going to stand just inside his own 40. Early now runs up and is going to stand at his own 35. It's a low snap. It rolls to Chandler. He bobbles it. He's going to have to run with it. Now he's going to boot it away, and he's able to get a good kick off of it. Lehigh came running in on it. No return men were deep. It'll roll inside the 30, roll inside the 20, and trickle down the far left hash to the Lehigh 15-yard line. What a move there by Keith Chandler, the sophomore fullback, linebacker, and now punter. As he dropped the snap as it rolled to him, he bobbled it, had a runner from Lehigh right in his face, moved to the left of him, was able to boot it away, keep his composure, and was able to get a good kick down to the 15-yard line for a 33-yard punt. And after Lehigh will start here at their own 15 with now 7:40 to play here in the first half. Ball will be on a far right hash. Lehigh's offense has not earned a first down on their own yet here in the first half. They have one first down, came on the first drive on a 3rd and 15, an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Union gave it to them. Their offense hasn't earned it on their own. Pendergraph will start this drive in a shotgun. He looks to his left. He finds Early. Early in the backfield at the 10, works his way up to the 15, shuts the spin outside, fighting through tackle, but he's going to be brought down to the 17 for a gain of 2, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 8.
Pendergraph by number 4, Early.
Actually, they'll move the ball up to the 18-yard line. Let's call it a gain of 3 and call it a 2nd and 7. Pendergraph will have the ball here in the shotgun, 2nd and 7 from his own 18, ball in the near left hash. Huff, the lone tailback behind him. May, the lone receiver to the near left side. Hand off, no fake, a hand off to Huff. Looks to May, it's deflected off him and intercepted. It's intercepted by Preston McCray at the 25. He works his way down the near right sideline to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. A pick 6 for Preston McCray. The junior defensive back gets the interception off the deflection, but there is a flag sitting at the goal line. We'll wait for the call. It's right now a 25-yard pick 6 return for Union to get back on the board, this time for defensive touchdown. We'll wait for the flag. The throw by Pendergraft went off the chest of Mays and went straight to Preston McCray, grabbed it off the deflection, and ran down the sideline for the touchdown. Haven't gotten a signal yet from the officials on what the flag was. It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct on Union following the play. That will be tacked on the kickoff. So the interception will stand. And they're actually, I think we're going to tack it on here on the extra point. Touchdown, though, will stand on the pick 6 that came after the play. And now they're going to say, actually, they're going to use it on the kickoff. I was right immediately. Now they're going to move the ball back to the 3-yard line, and Bishop will kick it from there. It's Union 26, Lehigh nothing. The extra point by Bishop is up, and it is good. It's now Union 27, Lehigh nothing. 6:45 to play here in the first half. A 25-yard interception return for a touchdown for Preston McCray gets Union back on the board and stretching out the lead over the Generals. Union 27, Lehigh nothing. 6:45 left in the second quarter when we return on 93.5 WAXM.
The grand opening sale at Freedom Ford was so big, we had to extend it. Yes, you can still get grand opening pricing. That's right. We have a vehicle for everyone with prices starting at just $7,500. Don't miss these unbeatable offers. Come in.
online today to get your new vehicle and get extended grand opening pricing. Hurry, because we're saving a deal just for you. Only at Freedom Ford and Wise or Claypoolville, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com.
Stock number 23, 1115. Excludes TPL and 999 processing fee. DMZ 3123.
Union now leads Lehigh 27-0 as the Bears get the pick six on the return by Preston McCray to return it 25 yards for the touchdown off the interception of Brennan Pendergraft. And Union now will be kicking it away from their own 25-yard line thanks to the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the Bears following the touchdown. That's their second unsportsmanlike conduct penalty here of the first half. So the return man for Lehigh will move up to the 35. Bishop's kickoffs, though, have been fairly short here throughout the first half. We'll see if they can maybe lead a good field position for the Generals if they're able to hang on to the return. Bishop kicking it away here for the Bears. It's going to be a low kick to the far left side, caught there by Holmes at the 37, brings it to the near side of 45, crosses midfield to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20 for Holmes. Got the defender to beat as we brought down by Paul Huff at the Union 5-yard, at the Union 10-yard line as he's able to return the kickoff. 63 yards down to the 10-yard line for the Generals, and they'll have a first and goal. So first and goal, Lehigh at the Union 10. 6:34 to play in the first half. They trail Union 27-0. Ball will be in the middle of the field for Pendergraft, the quarterback. Coming off the interception, it was returned for the touchdown. Now they'll move the ball to the near left hash at the 10. Officials having kind of a tough night. Ball in the near left hash. Pendergraft in the shotgun. Huff lines up behind him as the tailback. Two receivers to the far side early in the slot. Holmes to the right. Handoff there to Huff to the near side. Works his way down near the 5, and he's going to be flipped up there as he's going to be brought down for a gain of 5. It'll bring him a second and goal. Ball will remain on the near left hash at the 5-yard line now for Lehigh on a second and goal. Lone receiver the near side of Stephen Mays. Clock ticks to 6:10 to play here in the first half. Lehigh trailing by 27. Pendergraft in the shotgun. Huff stands behind him. He's standing at about the 12. Handoff up the gut. He's going to be hit in the back foot and brought down to 6 for a loss of 1 by Brent Lovell. It'll bring him a third and goal to 6.
Pass on the carry. Stop at number 62. No gain on the play.
They're going to give him back to the 5, so let's call it no gain, no loss. But either way, it's a third and goal at the 5-yard line for the Generals. Clock ticks down to 5.5 to play in the first half. Lehigh still has 3 timeouts remaining. Union has 2. Pendergraft in a shotgun. Huff stands to his left. Pendergraft pans to his left. Now rolls to his right. Looking for Holmes, and it's nearly knocked away. It is going to be knocked away and almost intercepted by Isaac Keith. And falls incomplete, and a fourth down will come up. It wasn't Holmes he was looking for. It was the tight end, the senior, Jacob Haynes. So it'll now be a fourth and goal at the 5. .519 to play in this first half. Fourth and goal for Lehigh at the Union 5. Trying to take advantage of the nice return by Andrew Holmes. Trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. And Joey Carroll will burn a timeout to talk to his team prior to this fourth and goal play. 5:19 to play in the first half. It's Union 27, Lehigh nothing. We'll return right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non of us for company.
Five-19 left in the first half. Both teams now have two timeouts remaining.
And Southwest Insurance providing the free and post-aid meals. Thank you for supporting Lehigh.
It's Union 27, Lehigh nothing. Lehigh is a fourth and goal at the Union 5. As they're trying to get on the board here late in the first half. Thanks to the nice return by Andrew Holmes moments ago. The general offense exits out of the timeout. And now we have a timeout by Union. After both teams enter the field, Jay Edwards wants to talk to his defense, and now Union will have only one timeout remaining. 5:19 left here in the first half. We'll take it with them as well. It's Union 27, Lehigh nothing. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do. Do the do.
The play of the little devil went down the Georgia Charlie Daniels band style right here at Five Star Stadium right now. Right now, Union's been devilish for the Generals tonight as they lead it 27-0 in this season opener as it looks like they may be well on their way to moving to 15-0 historically over Lehigh. But Lehigh has a fourth and goal at the Union 5 coming out of the timeout by the Bears. Now Lehigh has two timeouts remaining. Union has one. Fourth and goal for Lehigh at the Union 5 going right to left in your radio dial. Pendergrass in the shotgun. Huff stands to his right. Early and Holmes are the receivers to the far right long side. Mays the lone receiver to the left short side. Pendergrass in a shotgun, waist high snap, looks to the end zone, looks for Early, it's deflected away, and it falls incomplete in the backfield, and it will be, and they're going to call that a fumble? No way, that was a forward pass. That was a forward pass. Use your eyes, please. Thank you. It'll fall incomplete. The officials finally become aware of what's going on in this game, and it falls incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs as Union will get the ball back at their own 5-yard line as Lehigh turns it over on downs once again here tonight. Drive that took only a minute and 25 seconds off the clock. Union will start off at their own five now with 5:09 to play here in the first half. They still lead it 27-0. A touchdown here will stretch that lead close to that running clock number. Remember, it's 35. Remember, Union missed an extra point in the first quarter. And Lehigh wants to talk to their defense. Defensive coordinator Trey Adams wants to talk to his defense as they're not set coming out of a change of possession. With 5:09 to play here in the first quarter, first half, I should say, it's Union 27, Lehigh nothing. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Nine to play in the first half. Union leads Lehigh 27-0. Both teams now have just one timeout remaining. Bears have the ball at their own five following a turnover on downs by the Generals. Anderson will be under center as Union gets in the T formation for the first time tonight, first time this season. Keyshawn Anderson, Keith Chandler, William Lauer in the backfield, right to left. Hand off to Keyshawn Anderson off the left side. Trying to work his way across the five, finding his way forward. He's able to work his way up to the eight for a gain of three. First carry of the season for Keyshawn Anderson. Surprising to see that for the senior. Not getting a carry so far in the first half, but able to do so there for 3 yards, and will bring up a second and seven. Anderson under center. Hand off to Chandler up the gut here on the fullback dive. He's going to work his way out to the left side. There to the 15 to the 20, 25-20. A flag comes in from behind as Chandler runs down the sideline of the Lehigh territory to the 40, inside the 30 and up into there by Early, who takes the brunt of that hit inside the 30-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 27, no, the 26. That's a nice gain there for Keith Chandler, but I'm sad to say it's going to be coming back for the sophomore fullback, who's able to run 66 yards down the field for the Bears from his own 8 to the Lehigh 26, but multiple flags are sitting in Union territory inside their own 35, one at the 35, one at the 24, and I believe maybe even one on the far side of the field at the 28. I don't believe there are multiple flags. These are all for the same play and the same infraction. It's holding on Union. 4:16 to play here in this first half. Union still leads it 27-0, and a 66-yard run by Keith Chandler will be subtracted. They're going to mark the ball now at the 14-yard line because he had already ran up the field enough to where he almost had a first down when the flag came in, so it will now be a second and one for the Bears at the 14. Ball on the far left hash. Anderson under center. T formation in the backfield. I should say hand off the channel once again, this time up the gut, across the 15 and brought down to 19 for a gain of five. That's enough for a first down for Union on a 5-yard run by Keith Chandler. Union now will bring out Chandler and a couple of their other bigger guys, including Keyshawn Anderson, as they'll bring a little bit more of their skill position players on the outside on the first and 10 from their own 19. Clock ticks down inside 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Anderson in the shotgun. Lowry stands to his right. Bostic, Bunch, and Orsby to the right side as receivers. He throws to the left side there to Paul Huff, who had it at the 25, but he is smacked right there, and the ball is knocked loose by Napier, Scotty Napier of Lehigh, and it falls incomplete. It'll be second and 10. Ball will be on the far left hash. Anderson remains in the shotgun here on second and 10. Lowry stands to his right. Anderson will keep it himself to the near side. He cuts to the 20, brings it out to the near side, almost loses his balance, now gets it back, works his way up to the 25, where he's knocked out of bounds. They'll mark him out at the 26-yard line. That's enough for a gain of seven. They'll bring up a third and three.
There is a flag on the far side of the field. Anderson ran to the near side. There's a flag sitting almost 50 yards away from him from one side or the other, and is sitting at the 38-yard line. This flag is as far away from the tackle as humanly possible. If the play stands, it would be a 3rd-and-3 for the Bears at their own 26. The call from the White House is after the play, personal foul on Lehigh.
Dead ball, personal foul.
And Joey Carroll, the head coach for the Generals, is, it's still going to be a personal foul there on Lehigh, and the White Hat comes over to give the call to Joey Carroll, the head coach of the Generals. It was going to be a 3rd-and-3, but now a 1st down for Union, thanks to the infraction and the personal foul by the Generals. Ball's moved up to the 41-yard line now. 1st and 10 for Union from their own 41, ball in the near right hash. 3:42 to play the first half. It's still Union 27, Lehigh nothing. Anderson in the shotgun, Lowry to his left. Trips to the far side. From inside out, Bostic, Bunch, and Huff. Orsby, the lone receiver, to the near right side. Anderson looks to his left. He'll fire out to Paul Huff near midfield. He cuts inside the Lehigh territory and knocks to the bounds by Early at the 48-yard line, and that will be enough for a 1st down for the Bears on a gain of 11.
Gain of 11 results in the Bears' 1st down.
Huff's 3rd catch of the first half. He has 22 yards. 1st and 10 Union at the Lehigh 48-yard line. 3.5 to play here in the 2nd quarter as they lead it by almost 4 touchdowns. Anderson in the shotgun. Ball in the far left hash. Huff, the lone receiver to that far side. On the near side, inside out, Bostic, Bunch, Orsby. Lowry, the lone tailback. Anderson looks to his left. He'll fire that way. Huff's all by himself. If he can find him inside the 20, he does. To the 15 of the 10, and he's brought down from behind inside the 10-yard line by Napier. Marking him down at the 6-yard line. No, let's make it the 5 is where they're going to mark him down at. And that's enough for a gain of 43 and a 1st down for the Bears. First and goal for Union at the Lehigh 5-yard line after the 43-yard completion from Rayshon Anderson to Paul Huff. Clock is down to 3:22 to play here in the first half. 1st and goal, Union at the General 5. Anderson in the shotgun. Ball in the far left hash. They work left to right in your radio dial. Lowry stands to his left in the backfield. Huff, the one receiver to the far left side. Chest high snap. He looks to his right. Screen pass to Bostic. At the 8. Works his way to the 5. And he's going to be tripped up as he falls forward inside the 5 and down to the 3-yard line, where he'll be marked down there for a gain of 2. And they're going to maybe give him the 2-yard line. They will. No, they're going to give him the 3. Differing opinions from each side. They're going to mark him down to the 3. That's a gain of 2, and it'll be a 2nd and goal. Second catch for Bostic. He's got 8 yards. 2nd and goal for Union at the Lehigh 3. Clock ticks down to 2:35 left in the first half. Each team has 1 timeout remaining. Union leads by 27. Anderson in the shotgun. Ball in the near right hash. Lowry stands behind him in the backfield. Hand off to Lowry. Up the gut. He's hit the line of scrimmage but fights his way forward. Does he find his way across the goal line? He does. From 3 yards out, the senior running back, William Lowry, punches it in for Union to put them back ahead 33-0. With 2:21 to play in the first half, it's been all Bears in the first half. That's an 8-play drive that goes 95 yards for the Bears and takes 2 minutes and 48 seconds off the clock. 2nd touchdown for Lowry. He's got 2 tonight. Keith Chandler has 2 tonight. And the extra point by Bishop is up and good. Union now leads it 34-0 over Lehigh, a point shy of a running clock. 2:21 to play in the first half. Again, Union 34, Lehigh nothing on 93.5 WAXM.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Left here in the first half. Union now leads Lehigh 34-0 as they drive 95 yards on that possession to stretch the lead to 34 points. As the Bears look to keep it on the Generals here tonight. Bishop will kick it off to the Bears. Deep for the Generals will be Early and Holmes, standing just inside their 25. Bishop has had better kickoffs on his last couple of attempts. Holmes and Early switch sides now. Early on the far right side, Holmes to the near left side. Bishop kicks away with the right foot. It's a short kick to the near right, near left side, I should say, where it will be caught on a fair catch by Evan Scott at the 36-yard line. .220 to play here in this first half. Lehigh and Union each have one timeout remaining. Remember that Union will get ball first to kick off the second half. Pendergraft will be in the shotgun. He's got a new running back there in the backfield with Ness Scott, who just had the kickoff catch. Two receivers on the near side will be Napier and Mays. Two receivers on the far side, Early and Holmes, inside out. Ball in the near left hash from the 36 on first and 10. Pendergraft, short pass to the near side of the 40 to Napier. Breaks for a tackle, fights his way up to the 43. That's enough for a gain of 7. It'll bring up 2nd and 3.
Pendergraft, number 20, Napier. Stop number 3.
They're actually going to give him pretty much the 44. Let's call that a gain of 8. Let's make this a 2nd and 2 at the 44-yard line. Clock ticks down inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. Pendergraft remains in the shotgun. Scott is the lone tailback behind him. Napier and Mays to the near left short side. Pendergraft fakes a handoff, goes to Early, across midfield to the 45 to the 40. Down the near side on 35-30, 25-20, tries to find his way back inside. It'll be brought down inside the field of play by Paul Huff at the 17-yard line. And Paul Huff, I believe, may be cramping up at the end of the play, and he is. But the connection between Brandon Pendergraft and Connor Early is enough for 49 yards and a Lehigh first down. And, yes, that is the first time tonight that Lehigh has been able to get a first down thanks to their offense. They've had a first down thanks to a Union unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. They also got a possession started at the Union 10 thanks to a kickoff return. But they hadn't got another first down the rest of the night. That was their first one, thanks to a 49-yard passing catch from Brennan Pendergraft and Connor Early. They now have a 1st and 10 at the Union 17. 1 minute and 34 seconds left here in the first half. Reminder, each team has one timeout remaining. Paul Huff is able to run off the field on his own power from the far sideline. Both teams still in their huddles following the injury break. I believe we may have also had the officials maybe taking a little bit of a water break. Understandable in these conditions. As it is quite warm here tonight in Ben Hur. Thomas Walker playing tonight just across the state line in Tennessee against Cumberland Gap. Their game was backed up a half an hour for kickoff due to the heat. a scheduled 7 o'clock kickoff was backed up to 7:30. A number of games in Tennessee were backed up to 8 o'clock, including the battle between two 1-0 teams in Hamblin County and Burke Tony Stadium, Elizabethton and Morristown East. First and 10 for Lehigh out of the injury timeout at the Union 17. Pendergraft to the shotgun. Early comes the motion right to left. Early gets the handoff. Trying to go to the right side, and he fumbles it. Loses the ball. Out at the 21. It's going to be recovered by the Bears and Carlos Anderson. Lehigh shoots itself in the foot once again as Early, trying to switch hands on the handoff, drops the ball, and it bounces right to Carlos Anderson as Isaac Kiefer's wrapping him up at the Union 21-yard line. Early was going to lose a couple of yards anyways, but now he also fumbles the ball away. The disaster continues here in the first half for Lehigh to kick off this season. We talked to Joey Carroll. We had during our pregame interview, and he talked about the fact that he needed his team to understand they can win this kind of game. They needed to get past the fact that they had never done it before. Well, so far tonight, they've not been able to get past much of anything. They trail 34-0. 81 seconds left in the first half. Union has one timeout remaining. Anderson's in the shotgun. He's got pressure coming to his face. He's going to roll to his left. He's going to fire pass across his body to Paul Hubbard, the 35. Has to break through a tackle, trying to find his way up the field, and he's done so up to the 38-yard line for a gain of 17. First and 10 Union. Clock will stop at 1:10.
Number 41, Scott. Players go for the first down.
The last three connections from Anderson and Huff have amounted for 71 yards combined. First and 10 Union at their own 38-yard line. Clock ticks down to 103. Chest high snap to Anderson in the shotgun. Looks to his left. He's going to fire. Out for Bostic on the far sideline. He catches it for first down at the 48. Fights his way up to midfield where he's knocked to the bounds. Following a gain of 12. Clock will stop with 55.1 seconds left in the first half. And Union already up to midfield with still a timeout left. Ball will be on the far left hash. Union's working left to right in your dial. 55.1 seconds left here in the first half. Two plays so far on this drive, 29 yards for the Bears. A completion from Anderson to Huff for 17, a completion from Anderson to Bostic for 12. Anderson's in the shotgun. Lowry lines up to his right, trips to the near right side. Bostic, Bunch, and Huff now looking to the right side. He's looking for Bunch, and a pass is too far out in front of him, out of bounds in the Lehigh bench, and it falls incomplete. Second and 10 coming up with 49.6 seconds left in the half. That's already 18 pass attempts in this first half for Rayshon Anderson. We'll give you the full first half stats coming up in the halftime show. It's a second and 10 for Union from midfield. 49.6 seconds left in the first half. They lead Lehigh 34-0. They need a point, which means they need a touchdown or at least a field goal of some sort to get the running clock going into the second half. Anderson in the shotgun from the far left hash. It's a handoff to Lowry. Lowry off the left edge. He works his way to the 45, down the side of the 40 and out of bounds. They're going to mark him out at the 39, following a gain of 11. That's enough for a first down for Union, and he's out of bounds with 42.7 seconds left in the first half. First and 10 Union at the Lehigh 39. 42.7 seconds left in the half. Union still has one timeout left, as does the Generals. Anderson gets a shotgun snap. He's in the pocket. Rolls to his right. Firing to the near sideline. He's found Orsby. Orsby working his way down the field near the 25. He's got a first down. It's a gain of 14, but the clock will only stop momentarily with 33 seconds left here in the first half. It's a gain of 13 to Orsby. Clock is reset now. Ball at the 25. Anderson looks to the sideline. Clock is running down the 25 seconds. Anderson has a first and 10 for Union, but the clock is running, and now it stops. As we're going to have a clock malfunction, it stops fully at 28.2 seconds now. Now, they'll get it reset to 18.2. Anderson gets a shotgun snap. Clock's not running yet. Anderson looks across the middle looking for Huff and Bunch. We're both there. It falls incomplete. And the clock finally starts running, and it's now down to 6.4 seconds left in the first half. Clock malfunctions here at Five Star Stadium have been quite confusing on the last two plays. The officials are talking it over with Corey Bostic and Travis Turner on the far sideline. It's a 2nd and 10 for Union at the Lehigh 25. The clock sits at 6.4 seconds left here in the first half. The clock had a malfunction following the last first down where it stopped at 28 seconds after it already went down to 25. Then all of a sudden it was at 18 seconds. Then it didn't run during the last play, and once it finally did, it now sits at 6.4 seconds. That's where it will remain. It's a 2nd and 10 for Union at the Lehigh 25. Ball in the near right hash. Anderson's in the shotgun. Trips to the near side. Keyshawn Anderson, Braxton Bunch, and Orsby. Two receivers on the far side, Bostic and Bunch, but timeout Joey Carroll for his Lehigh defense. So that's Lehigh's final timeout. It will be a 2nd and 10 for Union at the Lehigh 25. 6.4 seconds left here in the first half. Union leads it 34-0. And still the Bears are trying to figure out what happened on that last clock issue moments ago. They brought out five receivers, though. They went five wide prior to the timeout by Carroll and the Generals. Both teams are exiting their timeouts. 6.4 seconds on the clock. 2nd and 10 for Union. Anderson's in the shotgun. He has Bostic and Huff to the left side. On the short right side, he'll have Bunch and Orsby. Keyshawn Anderson, the lone running back in the backfield. Four receivers this time, two to each side. Anderson, shotgun snap, rolls to his left. Looking to pass. This will be the final play of the first half. He throws from the 25 to the end zone, and he finds Cam Bostic in the end zone for the touchdown. But are they going to say he crossed the line of scrimmage before the pass? They will. They'll say Rayshon Anderson had crossed the line of scrimmage at the 25. It'll be an illegal forward pass. His whole body has to be across the line of scrimmage. If he has any part of his body behind the 25, it can be a legal pass. But the official on the far side said he was fully across the 25, and the call will be illegal forward pass on Union. That's a loss of down, and that will bring up a third down, and I believe it'll bring up the end of the first half. It will.
And that's the end of the half.
As they lost the down there, it was a touchdown pass by Rayshon Anderson. He threw it 25 yards to the end zone to Cam Bostic. He was rolling to his left, but the officials on the far side said he crossed the 25-yard line, the line of scrimmage, prior to getting rid of the ball, which means an illegal forward pass. The play cannot stand. The touchdown cannot stand. And we go to the locker room with Union leading Lehigh 34-0 as we head into halftime. Halftime show is coming up. Once again, it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing on 93.5 WAXM.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a
prescription field? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CD must be open in person.
Slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my Food City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Star Stadium at Lehigh for the Brawl for the Bucket here on 93.5 WAXM. It's Union 34, Lehigh nothing. We need to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Willis Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Pepsi, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, My Town, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Lee Bank, Village Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. When we come back from the break, we'll look at the first half stats for both sides as we continue where it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing on 93.5 WAXM.
The grand opening sale at Freedom Chevrolet was so big, we had to extend it. Yes, for a limited time, you can still get grand opening pricing. We have a vehicle for everyone with prices starting at just $10,000. Don't miss these unbeatable offers. Come in today to get your new vehicle and get extended grand opening pricing. Hurry, because we're saving a deal just for you. Only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com.
$11,577 excludes TTL and $9.99 processing fee. DMC 3123.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Mytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Mytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Mytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your hometown dealer.
Lehigh nothing. Let's look at the first half stats here at intermission. We'll start with the Bears. Their quarterback, Rayshon Anderson, went 12 out of 20 for 136 yards in the first half. On the ground, the Bears had 6 rushes for 58 yards and 2 touchdowns from Keith Chandler, 6 rushes for 40 yards and 2 touchdowns by William Lowry, 4 rushes for 61 yards for Rayshon Anderson. So in the first half, he had a total of 197 yards of total offense, did the Union quarterback. Also, they had Keyshawn Anderson for 1 rush and 3 yards. In the receiving department, Paul Huff had 5 catches for 82 yards. Braxton Bunch had 3 catches for 21 yards. Cam Bostic had 3 catches for 20 yards. And it was Keontae Orsby with 1 catch for 13 yards. Total offense for the Bears, they had 136 yards through the air, 162 yards on the ground, for a total of 298 yards of offense in the first half. For Lehigh, their quarterback Brennan Pendergraft went 7 out of 15 for 69 yards and an interception. On the ground, Grayson Huff had 8 carries for only 2 yards and a fumble. Pendergraft also had 1 carry for minus 10. In the receiving department, Connor Early had 4 catches for 55 yards, 1 catch for 8 yards for Scotty Napier, 1 catch for 5 yards for Andrew Holmes, and 1 catch for 2 yards for Grayson Huff. They had 69 yards in the air, while negative 8 rushing yards for Lehigh in the first half. They only had 61 yards of total offense in the first 24 minutes. At halftime, it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing. When we come back, we'll look at the drive chart from the first half as we continue from Five Star Stadium in Ben-Hur for the Brawl for the Bucket, where Union leads Lehigh at halftime 34-0 on 93.5 WAXM.
Big Stone Economy Drug cares beyond prescriptions. They offer free delivery, faster, friendlier service, always making time for you. Big Stone Economy Drug carries essential oils, pre-arranged over-the-counter products, and they have a dollar section. Just another way they save you money. Big Stone Economy Drug wants to encourage everyone to shop local. Call 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, your hometown pharmacy, providing fast, friendly service at competitive prices.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lee Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lee Bank's free online banking services, Lee Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lee Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Abingdon, Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at LeeBank24.com. Lee Bank at one of their 4 locations or LeeBank24.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
Are you looking for a bank? Wouldn't it be nice to have the friendly, confidential service of a community bank and be on the cutting edge of banking technology? Well, now you can have both. Farmers and Miners Bank prides itself on providing a hometown community banking experience while offering an exceptional mobile banking product to ensure that you have access to banking anytime and anywhere. Stop by Farmers and Miners Bank for all your banking needs and be sure to ask about our mobile banking product. Farmers and Miners Bank, member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, and an equal housing lender.
Half of Union 34, Lehigh nothing here at intermission as the Bears controlled the entire first half. We told you they had 298 yards of total offense compared to Lehigh's 61 yards of total offense and only one first down in the first half. Let's take a look at the first half drive charts. Lehigh began the game with the ball and they got it at their own, actually at midfield, I should say, thanks to a failed onside kick opportunity there by the Bears. Lehigh was able to get a first down thanks to a Union unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, but they ended up turning it over on downs. They went 6 plays for only 7 total yards of offense, 3:36 off the clock there for the Generals. Union got the ball at their own 39, 8:24 to play in the first quarter. They drove it 5 plays, 61 yards, and Keith Chandler capped off the drive with an 11-yard touchdown run to put them up 7-0. The drive took 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Lehigh got the ball back at their own 32, 5:45 to play in the first quarter. They had a 3-and-out where Pendergraft had a pass that went behind on a lateral, really, for a lost 10 yards. They actually lost 5 yards in total on the 3 plays. It only took 1:08 off the clock, and it led to Union getting a nice punt return from Paul Huff and getting to start off their second drive at the Lehigh 16 with 4:37 left in the first quarter. Union, though, turns it over on downs, a false start by the Bears set them behind the chains. They weren't ever to pick up because of it. They end up turning it over, coming up 2 yards short of a first down. And they took four plays, 13 yards, took 1:52 off the clock, and gave the ball back to Lehigh at their own 8 with 2:45 left in the first quarter. But it was another 3-and-out for the Generals and another negative yard drive. Three plays, minus 1 yard for Lehigh. The drive took 93 seconds. They punt it back over to the Bears as they this time got the ball on a 10-yard return by Paul Huff on the punt at the Lehigh 28. Three plays later, Keith Chandler punched it in for a second touchdown the night from 10 yards out to put them up 13-0 because the extra point by Chandler was no good. It was a three-play, 28-yard drive that took 56 seconds off the clock. On the ensuing kickoff, Union kicked it off the chest of a Lehigh up man, and it rolled right back to the Bears at the Lehigh 49, so they got the ball immediately back, and they got the ball 13.5 seconds left in the first quarter. They drawn out the end of the first quarter and ended up driving at six plays, 49 yards. That took 1:09 in total off the clock. And it was capped off by a William Lowry 7-yard touchdown run. The extra point this time by Cameron Bishop was good. Union then led 20-0. Lehigh got the ball back with 11:04 left in the second quarter, starting off from their own 26, and was once again another 3-and-out. Three plays, 0 yards for the Generals. They took 1:43 off the clock before punting it back over to the Bears, who got the ball at their own 32-yard line. With 9:21 left in the first half, they drove into Lehigh territory thanks to a 33-yard run by quarterback Rayshon Anderson, but their offense got held up by a couple of penalties. They ended up having a 4th-and-27 from the 47-yard line and elected to punt it back over to Lehigh. That drive went 5 plays, 36 yards, and took 1:41 off the clock. Lehigh got the ball back at their own 15 with 7:40 left in the first half. First play was a 3-yard completion from Brennan Pendergraft to Connor Early. Second play was Brennan Pendergraft looking for Stephen May on the near side of the field around the 25-yard line. It went off the chest of May, deflected up into the air, and intercepted by the junior defensive back Preston McCray for Union and returned 25 yards in for a pick six. It was a 2-play, 3-yard drive for Lehigh that took 55 seconds off the clock. The extra point was good for Union. They then led it 27-0. So Lehigh then got the ball immediately back, but they got a nice kickoff return because Union had an unsportsmanlike conduct at the end of the interception return for the touchdown. On the nice return by Holmes, Lehigh gets to start off the drive at the Union 10 with 6:34 left in the first half, but they had a turnover on downs. 4 plays, 5 yards, 1:25 off the clock, and they gave the ball right back over to the Bears at the Union 5. With 5:09 left in the first half, Union plotted their way down the field on an 8-play, 95-yard drive. Biggest play of the drive was a 43-yard completion from Rayshon Anderson to Paul Huff. This hit the Bears up inside the 10. And 2 plays later, William Lowry punched it in from 3 yards out, put the Bears up 34-0. That drive took 2:48 off the clock. Lehigh got the ball back at their own 36 after the next kickoff with 2:20 left in the first half. But it was once again another mistake by the Generals. They finally got their first down of the first half thanks to their offense. The first play of the drive was an 8-yard completion from Pendergraft to Napier. Then on the next play, Pendergraft connected with Connor Early for 49 yards. They got the Generals all the way down inside the Union 20 to the 17-yard line. The next play was going to be a jet sweep with Early coming from the far right side. And on the handoff from Pendergraft to Early, Early tried to switch his hands to get around Isaac Keith, the Union defender. The ball hit the dirt and bounced right into the hands of Carlos Anderson of Union, and Union got the recovery on the fumble at the 21-yard line. That was a 3-play, 55-yard drive for the Generals that took 59 seconds off the clock. Union got the ball back at their own 21 with 1:21 left in the first half. They drove it 6 plays into Lehigh territory down to the 25-yard line, but the clock ran out on the Bears prior to being able to get into the end zone, although they actually did get into the end zone in the final play of the first half. It was a 25-yard touchdown pass from Rayshon Anderson to Braxton Bunch, but a flag was thrown on the throw by Anderson due to the fact of he stepped across the line of scrimmage prior to the pass. So it was an illegal forward pass for Anderson, which led to the turnover by and the loss of down for Union. The clock had already hit double zeros, and that is how the first half came to a close. Union, though, leads it 34-0, as that was a six-play, 53-yard drive that took the last 1:21 off the clock. Again, it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing. We're here at halftime, and the halftime show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
The grand opening sale at Freedom Ford was so big, we had to extend it. Yes, you can still get grand opening pricing. That's right. We have a vehicle for everyone with prices starting at just $7,500. Don't miss these unbeatable offers. Come in today to get your new vehicle and get extended grand opening pricing. Hurry, because we're saving a deal just for you. Only at Freedom Ford in Wise or Clayfulfield, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com.
Stock number 3011 to excludes TPL and 999 processing fee and 3123.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's good.
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
At halftime here at Five Star Stadium in Ben Hur, it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing. I will tell you this, though. There's something going on in the sky here in Ben Hur. It's a nine-letter word that begins with light and ends with ning, and I'm not going to put the two words, put the two parts of that word together just in case if I, you know, bring it to fruition here with maybe a delay. We'll keep an eye on that. Union did not go into a locker room. They've been out here on the field the entire halftime. The officials are just now hitting the field here at the halftime portion of this game. Lehigh is still in their locker room. Another bolt of something just struck the sky. Don't know what exactly. You can put two and two together. As we wait to see what will be happening here to start this second half. Again, it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing. Here after the first half of play. We do want to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Pepsi, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Mounts and the Pirate Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Lee Bank, Village Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. A good number of fans are leaving, I'm sure, for a number of reasons here from Five Star Stadium. They may be leaving because of what the score says on the scoreboard of 34-0. They may be also leaving due to what is going on in the sky and what the radars may be saying is heading this direction. Obviously, this area could use a little bit of rain, but to be honest, it'd be nice if maybe it could hold up maybe about another hour and some change. Officials are on the field right now talking to Union head coach Travis Turner on the far side. Lehigh still has not re-entered the stadium here during halftime. Travis Turner talking to the officials here on the far side. It looks like a couple of officials are talking to a couple of Lehigh officials, not head coach Joey Carroll, though, at the moment. As well, at this point, we might as well just say it, folks. a massive bolt of lightning keeps going across the sky right now over the east end of this stadium.
At this time, if you get out your hype and hat tickets.
And we're seeing the union players right now putting their helmets in their hands, and we'll see what that means here in a minute as they're returning to the sidelines.
Winning ticket number is 721.
As Lehigh is right now re-entering the stadium as lightning continues to strike the sky. The officials, the white hat at least, has left talking to Travis Turner. Union has headed to their far sideline after being set up in the end zone the entire halftime. The officials are meeting Lehigh right now at the bottom of the hill. They come into at the end of the stadium. They're telling the players to return to the locker room. They're meeting Joey Carroll for a conversation right now. As we're waiting for the official declaration, and Joey Carroll is telling his team to go back up the hill. It's one of those moments where you look at the scoreboard and go, oh, really? 34-0 here at halftime, and we may be heading into a lightning delay. You're a point away from having a running clock in the first half to where you maybe already have started the second half if your union haven't missed the extra point in the first quarter. And you maybe already are in the later portion of the third quarter at this point. If not for that, you'd already hit halftime about 10, 15 minutes earlier. Joey Carroll is going to be joining his team going up the hill as Union is going to be heading to some portion of some sort of shelter as they are running off the field. We're waiting for an official announcement here at the stadium on what is going to be happening next. As lightning continues to light up the sky here in Ben Hur. Again, it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing here at halftime. Both teams are getting ready to start the second half as now the referees are telling both teams to exit the field. The White Hat this evening is still having a conversation with Lehigh head coach Joey Carroll right now. And I will tell you that Joey Carroll is on his cell phone in a conversation. Who that conversation is with, I do not know at this moment. As Union is now exiting off the field, out of the track, out of Five-Star Stadium, and heading to some sort of shelter at Lee High School behind the stadium here. We still have yet to hear an official announcement over the press.
At this time, due to storms in the area, the game is under at least temporarily delayed at this point in time.
And they just announced that the game is under temporary delay at this point in time. And Joey Carroll is walking onto the field with the white hat, seeing if maybe they can maybe catch Travis Turner before he exits the field. Travis Turner right now is in the end zone on the other side. Travis walking with his coaching staff off the field, and we'll wait to see what the future moments hold here. As Joey Carroll is now catching up with his athletic director, Tyler Mullins, and principal Brian Coomer. Again, here at the half, it's Union 34, Lehigh nothing. They just announced moments ago we're going into a lightning delay. Again, it's a 34-0 lead here for Union at halftime. As we'll wait for the official announcement here in a few moments, as both Joey Carroll and the principal and athletic director.
The game is under temporary delay. We ask that everyone please vacate the bleachers due to lightning in the area. We ask that this time please vacate the bleachers due to lightning in the area.
They're asking the fans to vacate the bleachers.
Thank you.
At the moment, due to the lightning in the area. The principal for Union, Elijah Helton, is also walking onto the field right now at this moment as the conversation is still taking place. As the fans are leaving both sides of the metal bleachers here at Five Star Stadium. While this conversation takes place, we'll step away for a break and come back and update you on the proceedings here from Five Star Stadium where we went into a lightning delay at halftime where it's Union 34 and Lehigh nothing. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CD must be open in person.
Slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my Food City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
The grand opening sale at Freedom Chevrolet was so big, we had to extend it. Yes, for a limited time, you can still get grand opening pricing. We have a vehicle for everyone with prices starting at just $10,000. Don't miss these unbeatable offers. Come in today to get your new vehicle and get extended grand opening pricing. Hurry, because we're saving a deal just for you. Only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com.
Not coming on the 3577. Excludes TTL and 999 processing fee. DMC 3123.
While we were away, the official announcement was made, and the game has been called here at Five Star Stadium and Ben Hur. That looked like what was going to be happening during that conversation with Joey Carroll and the Lehigh administration, the officials at midfield, and that did take place during our previous commercial break. So final score after only one half of football tonight, Union defeats Lehigh 34-0. Again, that's the final score. They're going to call the game here at halftime. With Union leading 34-0 and a lightning delay taking place, they're going to call the game and send everyone home. Union will be going to that's their overall records. That's their Mountain District records. We'll go for the final stats and return right after this. As again, the final score tonight in Ben Hur is Union 34, Lehigh nothing on 93.5 WAXM.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Health Keepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th. So don't wait. Switch to Anthem Health Keepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air Sir will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air Sir. You and your
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Mytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Mytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Mytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your hometown dealer.
Big Stone Economy Drug cares beyond prescriptions. They offer free delivery, faster, friendlier service, always making time for you. Big Stone Economy Drug carries essential oils, free-arranged over-the-counter products, and they have a dollar section. Just another way they save you money. Big Stone Economy Drug wants to encourage everyone to shop local. Call 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, your hometown pharmacy, providing fast, friendly service at competitive prices.
Don't carry more than you have to. Pay with just a swipe or tap by adding your Lead Bank debit card to your mobile wallet for quick and secure payment. From mobile wallet to mobile check deposit to Lead Bank's free online banking services, Lead Bank stays ahead of the game to deliver the latest banking products to their customers. You can see all that Lead Bank offers by stopping by one of their locations in Abingdon, Bristol, Jonesville, or Pennington Gap, or going online at leadbank24.com. Lead Bank at one of their four locations or leadbank24.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield. Farmers and Miners Bank loves to make loans. Whether it's a boat, car, vacation, or your dream home, we have the loan for you. Stop by any of our Farmers and Miners Bank's local office where our loan officers are eager to help you with all of your lending needs. At Farmers and Miners Bank, we strive to provide our customers with the latest technology as well as old-fashioned banking services. To learn more about our services, visit us on the web at bestlittlebank.com. That's banking like it ought to be, only at Farmers and Miners Bank. Member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, equal housing lender.
Stadium in the 2023 brawl for the bucket after only one half of play, a lightning delay at halftime. This game into a final score after only 24 minutes of action. Its final score, Union 34, Lehigh nothing, here on 93.5 WAXM. Once again, Rayshon Anderson, the quarterback for Union tonight, went 12 out of 20 for 136 yards. Keith Chandler had six rushes for 58 yards and two touchdowns. William Lowry had six rushes for 40 yards and two touchdowns. And also had four rushes for 61 yards. Paul had five catches for 82 yards. For the Bears, they had 298 yards of total offense in the first half. Coming up next week for Union, we'll see them again with the Bullet Park and Big Stone Gap when Richlands Blue Tornado come into town to take on Union. That will be a 7 o'clock kickoff at Bullet Park next night. And I put them at 6:30 on the re-ex. Can pick here in just a moment. Lehigh, they're back home next week. They host their county wide Thursday next Friday, 7 o'clock, when the Pioneers make the trek from Ewing here to Lehigh. Next Friday night on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD, J.I. Burton will have our home opener as they will be hosting Chilhowee, Los Angeles, and Norton. Pregame on WLSD beginning at 6:45. We'll have picks and picks for you next Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Myself, Corey Sanchez, and Zach Helton will recap this week in games and Northeast Tennessee, Southwest Virginia, and Eastern Kentucky, along with getting a separate football season that gets kicked off next week as well. So a lot to look forward to. Again, that's next Thursday night at 8 o'clock for Pigskin Picks. If you want to catch up on the past Pigskin Picks, our first two of the season, you can do so on our 93.5 from SoundCloud page or by going to WAXM.com, going to the on-demand tab, and finding the two episodes right there as well. We do want to thank sponsors once again this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial, Jason Sturgill, Pep, Insurance, the Power Community Company, Family Drug, Iron Exchange Bank, it's Diddy, Freedom Shepherd, Economy Drug, Lee Bank, Village Pharmacy, and Farmers Once again, final score of the night after one half with Union winning due to a lightning delay here at Five Star Stadium in Bear. Final score again, Union 34, Lehigh nothing. Eddie Stanley running and producing the broadcast from the WA from studio. I'm Jacob. See you next Friday night from Bullet Park in Big Stone Gap when the best Richlands for week two. Virginia. Coming up next is the Five Star Scoreboard Show with Tyler Mullins right here on 93.5 WAXN.